contact with a guru or contact with Krishna, and he has given something to worship Krishna and Radha and Krishna in Vaidhi Bhakti too. Yet he is so much grateful. So he has prayed Raghunandan Acharya. And especially in Raganuga Bhajan, he is so much detached to Rupa Goswami. Also with Sanatan Goswami. But he was frankly mixing with Rupa Goswami. And he has taken the Adarsha. What is in Adarsha? Adarsha. Idea. He has taken all the ideas of Rupa Goswami for Raganuga Bhajan. So he has prayed Rupa Manjari by his Siddha Deha only. Nothing as Sanatana Goswami, Sanatanam Prabhu Ashayami, he has not to Rupa Goswami by that name. Because he has
what? Adarsha means ideal. Ideal means like the goal, the perfect person to follow.
Rupa Goswami has given him everything which is needed in Raganuga or Rupanuga for Manjari Bhav supporting. And Sanatana Goswami has given him everything of Vaidhi Bhakti or Sadhan Bhajan for Raganuga, Sadhan Bhajan, and by apparent money, some outside, because when he came from Jagannath Puri, he was in a mood to live up his life and go to Govardhan and climb up on this hill of Govardhan and from jumping from them there, he will live his life. He could do easily it in Jagannath Puri. Why he did not know? He can live his life in the dense forest. From the forest he came. Ki jungle re?
Jharkhand.
Where so many tigers and all other things were there. And so big mountains. Why he could not live? There were no one to escape him. Easily he can do all these things. But he has some thoughts that I will have to serve. If not in this life, in my another life. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is given the shelter of Giriraj Govardhan. So I will go to Govardhan. And if he will, I will die, in the last time when a man dies, what he thinks in the next life, he becomes according to last will. As Gita has said, so if I will die in Govardhan, having the ambition that, O Govardhan Giriraj, please give me a birth near you, and you should have mercy upon me so that I can serve Radha and Krishna, especially Srimati Radhika. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Radha and Krishna. He has written in Manasiksha, Kishlokta, Na Dharmam Na
Dharmam,
Sachisuni Nandishwar Patisutatte Guru Varam Mukunda Prasthatte Smara Paramajasana. He has said like this. To carry the order of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is service of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So if Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling that serve Radha Krishna, then it is service of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also. So he's trying to go to Govardhan and die there, and by his last will he will be something. If not anything, he will be grass like Uddhav, and on that grass Gopi will, at the time of Avisar, give their dust, pure dust upon my head. Anyway, I will be satisfied. So he wants to die in Govardhan, and especially near Radha Kunda and Shyam Kunda. But when he came to Vrindavan, he first went to Rupa and Sanatana Goswami. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has told that always know Rupa and Sanatana as your elder brother. So he came and he did pranam. By the way, they knew that he has a wish to die at Govardhan.
How they knew?
By his anything, because Sanatana Goswami was so
clever.
Not clever, so wise to know every heart fact. In this fact, he was more than Rupa Goswami also. And he was a Rajnitigya, also politician also. Rupa Goswami was not politician. He was a very simple person. Sanatana Goswami and all other Goswami have given some logic to make a man understand anything. And especially in this Vaidhi Bhakti and to do the bhajan of Krishna, some logic are especially very necessary. So Vedanta is logic and it stands upon logic. But Rupa Goswami tells, then don't take ashray of any logic. And what I am saying is not depends on logic. And by logic anyone cannot be helped. In this aprakrit pastimes of Krishna, only Shraddha can give this. So he does not anywhere, he has not given any logic. In Bhakti Swami Sindhu, Ujjwal Nilmani and Vidagdha Madhav, Lalit Madhav, Tavakaj affects every logic. But for preaching, it is very essential to have logic and Rajniti also to manage. As a foolish man, I don't know any logic and don't try to follow a logic.
What about your
guru? I could not understand what is logic.
What about your guru?
Oh, very logic. Very. Only Gandhi is in me. convenience mail is in me. Why I don't know any logic. And also politics. But for preaching, it is needed. Policy and also Rajniti.
He knows.
Hello.
No.
You?
Me?
You can learn from him, Rajniti. No?
He cannot learn, it's wrong.
So, Sanatana Goswami convinced him by logic, by Rajniti, and by smokes of every Shastra. So, Shastriya logic, general logic, by politics, and by following the characters of our Acharyas and especially of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he convinced Raghunath Das Goswami not to give your life. He told that at first I was in opinion like you
in Jagannath Puri,
and he told his experience that when water was coming from his body. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to see Sanatana Goswami, he always used to run towards Sanatana Goswami and to do Alingan. Sanatana Goswami said that it is offense for me that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, being himself Krishna, is taking me in his breast and all rush comes to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I should not do like this, so I should die. So I made up my mind to live my life at the time of
Kar festival.
Under the
will.
Anyhow, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu knew and told Sanatana, he did not told anything that you should not die or should die or anything. Very cleverly he told that, Sanatana, if you have given me anything, or even a man gives anything to any man, he has any right to take it?
No.
So if you have given your life to me and done Atma Samarpan to me, then you have no...
Surrendered
to me. You have no right to do anything to that thing. I have right to do anything, so you are doing offense to me. You are taking it and you have not given to me yourself. Second thing, if I knew that by giving life I will have Krishna and Radhika, I will give my life lakhs of lifetimes. So by giving life, anyone cannot have Radha Krishna service. But by practicing of bhakti yoga, a man can have the service of Radha and Krishna. So try to understand it. If you have surrendered me, you have no right to give this body. And secondly, you should try to do sadhana bhajan more than this time, so that you can have this. By that thing, I admitted the fact and then tried to serve Radha and Krishna, and also to follow the orders of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You should also do like this. You have no right to give up this life because you have surrendered, you are surrendered soul to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Swarup Damodar Raya. And then to us both brothers, but because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has told to go to Vrindavan and be there with Rupa and Shalata. So we will try to palan and portion, bring and brought up you. You don't worry. So you should be in Govardhan, in Radha Kund there, and always chant Harinam and do bhajan. He is telling that if at that time in bhavavesh means bhavavesh I have made up my mind to live my life, that is bhavavesh. If I died, then so many things that I have read of Vidagdha Madhav, Lalit Madhav, Dankeli Komaji, and I have done so many books also, and have received so much things for Raganuga and Manjari Bhav, I could not have all these things. So I am so much debted to Sanatana Goswami. So, Vairagya Yuga Bhakti Rasam Rapayan Apayan Man Anubhipsu Mandham Kripam Budhirya Paradukha Dukhi Sanatana Sam Prabhu Masrayami. Anubhipsu Mandham Andham, that is, I was unaware of Raganuga Bhakti. She is telling it by Namrata. Namrata, you know?
Politely.
He had something, at first also Raganuga Bhajan, from Swarup Damodar and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But from Rupa Goswami he had so much things. Yet he is telling that I was andha. I did not know anything for this Rasmai Bhakti about Krishna and Radha and Gopis and Braj Bhav. And I also have no wish to have this. If you have not come to our Gurudev, we are quite blind for all these things. Now we think how obliged we are. At first we had nothing. But now we think how obliged, how we were debted to our Gurudev. Perhaps if he more gain, we will think more debted to our Gurudev. So, anabhipsu, not wanting that bhakti, but yet Sanatana Goswami has given me by force. I was not in a mood to take it, but yet at a medicine, if a mother gives to his son, he is not willing to take, he gives it forcibly and do like this, so that he. So, prajatnai meaning?
Carefully.
When Raghunath Goswami used to live in Radhakund, from Vrindavan, he used to go to do parikrama of Govardhan. why he has done parikrama? He was Lavanga Manjari, Sanatana Goswami. Why he has done parikrama? He used to do daily parikrama. For himself, anything to gain, he has done for others. So others, jajad acharati sesta tatta de eva itarujana. But it is not the fact. He has done it for all other general persons. He has done it. But this ratio is very, very little. He used to go, Raghunath Das Goswami Swami is telling, he used to go only for me. That is called prajatnai. To give his association to Raghunath Das Goswami. If I have no interest to go in Vrindavan, as an instance, or I like to be in Vrindavan, but why I live in Mathura? Why is any good chance for me to be in Mathura? Some rupees or some delicious food or sneha of Mathura Vasi? Why I am living here? In being in Mathura, I will achieve more Raganuga Bhakti and the mercy of Radha, Srimati Radhika and Manjari. No, there are something. So, in Srimad Bhagavat, there is a slok. Bhavad Vidha Bhagavata. You know this slok. You also know? Very important slok. Yudhishthira Maharaj is telling to Vidur, after war, great war, Vidur was returning to the home of Rath Palace of Yudhishthira Maharaj. Yudhishthira Maharaj became so much glad. Or this slok has been told by Nanda Baba for
Gargarishi.
Gargarishi. He said that you, for Dakshina you have not come. I know. Babaji and Purohit. Purohit, you know? Priest. Come to their Jajaman only for Dakshina and will wait to their home only till that Dakshina is not there. As soon as the Dakshina is paid, they certainly return to their abode. So here they are telling, Gargacharya, Nanda Baba is telling that actually you have nothing to do, nothing, no reason to come here. For you have no swarth,
self-interest.
But you have only come to me, only for I am a very wretched grihastha. And you go to grihastha only to give them Krishna Bhakti. No self-interest. Bhavad Vidha, Bhagavata. You are Bhagavat. Who are Bhagavat? Who has bhakti with Krishna, Swayam Bhagavan, or Bhagavata. The lakshan, the symptom of Bhagavata has been written also in some sloka, that the whole vaibhav of whole universe cannot change the idea of a Bhagavata. What to tell anything, Dakshina or anything? So you have not come for this any self-interest, but for good of myself, or to good of any wretched grihast who has been fallen in a waterless well. This is, for daya, daya means for mercy you have come. So Sanatana Goswami is going to Govardhan and Radhakund. Why he is going? He is telling that you are coming only for me. Now and then, to see that how that child is, orphan boy, you are coming only. And always telling me the pastimes of Krishna and how to serve Krishna. One day he was sitting in open sky, two tigers come and they drink water and they again went away. From a distance, Sanatana Goswami was watching this thing. When they went, Sanatana Goswami came. Oh, Raghunath Das Goswami, your student told like this. I will build a hut for you, and you should, by order, special order, you will have to live in that. He could not refuse it. And from then, Sanatana Goswami made a hut, and he used to live in that hut and to chant Harinam and do all activities. Though Rupa and Sanatana, especially Sanatana Goswami, used to see him as a younger brother. But Rupa, how he used to see Raghunath Das Goswami like his guru, always guru. But Sanatana Goswami and Rupa Goswami never saw him as a disciple, never. A god brother, they were all god brothers, because they think that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is our guru, and rest all were god brothers. Ye kachana guru sevak hai manya apanar, guru sevak, the servant of a guru is so much respectful for us. So Sanatana Goswami and Rupa Goswami always saw Raghunath Das Goswami as a younger brother, but he never saw them as a god brother, but always like his own guru. So he has अब तो समय भी हो गया है, now समय time is over. We should also have among us that behavior, and that behavior will create love among us. But when we know that I am guru, and he does not know, and he has not sought Gurudev, and he is not good servant of our Gurudev, and he does not know any Siddhant, then there will be quarrel. And now this is going on. I am only Acharya and all are not qualified, hating and being so. So yes, the fire is going, Kali Raj. Vairagya Yuga Bhakti, there are two kinds of bhakti. One is only bhakti and one is with vairagya. Vairagya means two meanings. Vishesh Rupa Rag means anurag. this is most important thing. Vishesh Rupena Raga. When there is most affection, anurag, then anywhere no asakti of this will remain. This is the paribhasa of paribhasa definition of vairagya. Outwardly we will see that he has no asakti on upon any other thing, only asakti in bhakti, in Radha and Krishna services. So Sanatana Goswami has given him vairagya yoga bhakti. Also Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's life we see vairagya yoga bhakti. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when sees his followers bhakti with vairagya, he is so much pleased. He wants that his every bhakti should be akinchan and niskinchan. And we could not, we don't become like this, and that is why so much problems come. So vairagya yoga bhakti, if you have any attachment anywhere more than Krishna, anywhere in name and fame, woman, artha, kanak, kanchan, kamini, kanak, kamini, kanchan, three, then bhakti will be so remote, very vague. So vairagya yoga bhakti, how chetan de sadhe sat prahar jaye smarane, a day and night is of 8 prahar. So 7.5 prahar goes in remembering the past times of Krishna, Ashtakaliya Leela. Ahar Nidra Chari Danda. Ahar Nidra means eating and drinking and sleeping. Chari Danda. Chari Danda means 96 minutes. How many prahar? Prahar iska kitna hua?
Prahar is 3 hours?
Three hours se prahar.
96 minutes is half.
How many prahar?
One and a half.
Achha.
No, half.
Only half.
Half. Taha nahe kono din. And that also, it may occur that any they have no eating and sleeping and all this. I think that I sleep 8 hours, 9 hours. And so many times for child mardan, so many times for bathing, so many times of roaming here and there, and rest time talking other than Krishna Harikatha and alasya. Alasya, you know?
Hopeless.
No,
lazy?
Laziness. No. Sitting and sitting. Thinking. Certainly, it is a fact of very hopeless. Sometimes feeling that I am sick, so medicine should be come. How medicine from doctor and so goes in vain whole time. So, Kripam Budhirya, Sanatana Goswami is Kripa's Samudra. Samudra means ocean of mercy. Ocean of mercy here, meant to the act extent of mercy. He can give Radha's mercy also. He can praise Srimati Radhika. Oh, he should give him mercy as Lalita. Ja kamapi brajakule vrishabhanu jaya prekshatsa paksha padavim anurudhyamana saddhasta dhishta ghatanena kitarthayanti devim bhunaisha lalitam lalitam. Anyone going in Braja, any Kishori or a girl is going, oh, where you are going? That girls or Kishori is telling that I am going to Varsana. Why you are going to Varsana? Or I am going to Javat. Why you are going? I am going to Radhakund. Why you are going? I going there in a hope that Srimati Radhika will keep me as a Palya Dasi. I am going there having this. But it is very hard to have perished as he says. When Lalita knows it, that she wants to be Palya Dasi of Srimati Radhika, he at once tries and gives the bhav of Palya Dasi and orders Srimati Radhika, not praying, orders, keep this girl as your Palya Dasi. I am writing her name in my register that she is Palya Dasi of Srimati Radhika. Radhika cannot disobey. He is bound to obey the orders of Lalita. So, jah kama pi brajakule vrishabhanu jaya preksha, if she sees any shine that she wants to become the Palya Dasi, she certainly does it. At once he tries it and tells to Srimati Radhika, and Radhika obeys her orders. So this is Kripam Buddhi. After this Kripa, no Kripa is, no Kripa. So this is Kripam Buddhiriya, because he is long manjari. Paradukh Dukhi, he is always unhappy by seeing unhappiness of any jeev. Soul is not telling to Sanatana Goswami that you should have mercy upon me. But he is seeing that they are a patra, a pot for mercy. They don't know, they don't want my mercy. Even he goes to that person, can you give me a water to drink? Why is that he wants to do mercy? He takes a sukriti, he makes sukriti. So he goes in every villages and contacts with so besides. In a grihastha home he goes, oh, I heard that your daughter is to be married. Marriage has been done. How she is? He takes every samachar, sambad of that. He has no need. But he has need. What need? Anyhow, he will give him bhakti by his association. He will tell that you should, oh, your father is so much rogi. Is ill. Oh, try to do Hare Krishna. He will be. In any way, he gives. This is the sign of Paradukha Dukhi. For
one's own self. Nothing to be gained.
Paradukha Dukhi.
No self.
Sanatan. Prabhu Asayami. He is telling Sanatana Goswami as a Prabhu. Who is Prabhu? Mahaprabhuji is Mahaprabhu. And two are Prabhu. Nityananda Prabhu and Advait Prabhu. Who can give anything to any person? And he brought up anyone. He is called Prabhu. He should be master of all things. If I will ask that, I want a son, give me son. Can you give? You cannot. I will say that, give me 5 rupees, you can give. What you have, you can give. But what you have not, you cannot give. But Sanatana Goswami can give anything that we want. So he has called his Prabhu, that you can give me also Prabhu, that thing. That is Radha Padadarsya. And you are master of that. You have in your treasury that thing. You can supply me. So Prabhu, Asrayami, I am taking shelter of your feet.
We hear when Raghunath prays Rupa Manjari, but he does not pray Labhanga Manjari in the same way.
He has not yet prayed.
But does he think in his mind like that also?
No. He knows that he is Labhanga Manjari. He can pray, but here everything cannot be written.
But in his mind, he
thinks. Always. He has, for all sakhis, he has prayed Sabya and Padma yet. What to? Chandravali also he has. He has prayed also to Sakhi Sthali. He should not pray. He once became angry. A man has brought Matha from there. Matha means a curd, water curd, and he became so furious. But yet he has done. Pranam to Jatila and Kutila also. If Jatila and Kutila were not there, no rush came out. So he should also pray long Monday. But everything cannot be given. In Samad Bhagavat also, only a day's rest has been given. And only a day's association of Uddhava has been given. He said that he has for 3 months or 6 months or 10 months. So what became and what conversation was there, it has not. So this time we will finish here, but always remembering all these things, past times of Krishna, and we can, not for others, but to have revelation here, and having wish to have ourselves.
We really need some help with understanding Mahaprabhu. We are only understanding from the Braja side, but we need to understand from Navanu side. At least we all think like that. Maybe we are wrong.
No. As much as we will drink in the ocean of Gaur Lila, we will come out from Braja Lila. And if you have to go in Braja Lila, all I am telling of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's idea. Because the ideas of Rupa Goswami and Raghunath Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, these ideas are none of them but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I will try.
Oh, this is kind of.
Yeah, because Sridham, nobody can curse Srimati Radhika.
No.
She is the supreme personality of the Ritu Goddess. She is the supreme.
These two things, that even a father, father?
Yeah.
Those devotees. Like Vilva Mangala. Yes. He is not sitting. And lower than them, we also have no rag and grave. I cannot say that it will come or not, but I think that I should not be rag and grave. And I see that certainly we have no rag and grave. But unfortunately, for a moment, if it comes, we try to. How it will come in Vaikuntha and upper than Vaikuntha.
It cannot come.
So there is no curse, no nothing.
Yeah. But Vyas Dev did this as a sugar coating.
So for those who are so Padhik Bhakta. So Padhik Bhakta, you know?
Neophyte.
They are not Bhakta.
Yeah.
But they like to be called as a Bhakta. Sakam or anything.
Yes.
They don't know Thori and Siddhanta about this.
So books like this, Ramavaivata Purana.
We can take only past time, not these facts. And if we take these facts, we should concise it.
Reconcile it.
Because that it is not part of the Bhakta.